So earlier on in the week, I caught up with Mark Joy. He's from The Rex, a tribute to Mark Bolan and T-Rex. And just to give you a little bit of background about them, from Jai, his band bandmate and friend, The Rex was formed in 2004 as Jeepster. The Rex are an authentic live act that remain true to the soul and raw energy of Mark Bolan's fantastic songs and performances. Jeepster, that The Rex have played countless venues all over the country, including many Mark Bolan fan conventions. They were deemed good enough to perform with Mark's son Roland and for Tony Visconti in New York, USA. And I'll leave it to Mark to tell you more about the band. Hiya, Mark. Great to have you on the show.
Hello.
So you're playing at Alexander's Live next Saturday, the 8th of October. What are your thoughts and feelings on it as a venue?
It's a great venue. It's really developed over the years.
Yeah.
It's pretty fantastic in there. The atmosphere is always brilliant,
isn't it?
And you can eat really well in there.
Yeah, exactly. The food's good.
Yeah.
So the people that work there, including Jamie Northrup, who runs it as well, is amazing, isn't he? So everyone's in for a good night if they come to your gig next week. So you're a tribute to Mark Bolan and T-Rex. Tell us about how the band came about and your collective shared passion for their music.
First of all, I've known Jai for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And I hadn't seen him for a while, and this was nearly 20 years ago now.
Oh, wow.
Me and Patrick, the conga player, we were just doing stuff around the open mic venues, just doing bits and pieces of sort of like folk and some Tyrannosaurus Rex, which is early T-Rex.
Love that.
And we bumped into Jai, and Jai had this big mop of curly hair with feathers and God knows what hanging from it. Completely turned into a hippie.
You know,
it's like a 21st century hippie.
I love that.
With a guitar over his shoulder. It's like, we said, what are you doing here? I haven't seen you for years, you know. Well, I just done some songs, and they were Tyrannosaurus Rex songs.
Yeah.
And I said to him, like, you're kidding. You know, have you just watched us? He said, no, I've only just come in.
Oh, my goodness.
You just missed us. We've just done some Tyrannosaurus Rex stuff.
Yeah.
And he thought, he said, I didn't know you were T-Rex fans, you know. I kind of grew up with him as a kid, you know.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm trying to put a T-Rex tribute band together.
Oh, my goodness.
Would you be interested?
Couldn't even make that up.
That's what I mean. That was the exact feeling we had when me and Pat looked at the show, and they said, yeah, we're going to have some of that.
Is that 20 years ago as well?
Yeah, roughly.
It's crazy.
About, yeah. And that's how it went.
It's like you landed out of the sky.
it went from there to playing New York.
Oh, wow. Amazing. Amazing. Well, in the words of my colleague and friend Dave Phillips, when I sent him your version of Get It On, which I'll play in a minute after the interview, it's an excellent cover of the T-Rex track. That's what he said. And actually, Dave hardly ever gives any feedback when I send him songs. So, and he's obviously been in radio a long time, so he listens to a lot of songs and a lot of covers. So you have some good feedback from Dave. It really is a good cover of Get It On. I listen to it all and can't wait to listen to it again in a minute. So what have you got in store for your set at Alexander's Live next Saturday alongside Get It On?
There will be pretty much still 2 hours nearly, probably.
Oh, wow, amazing.
Hits, but some B-sides that are favourites with the fans. And we do get a lot of the T-Rex fans that seem to travel from different parts of the country.
Sure they do, yeah.
And some album tracks as well.
Cool.
Some favourite album tracks. Should be a good groove, man.
I love that. Should be a good groove, man. Exactly. How is the lead up to Christmas looking for you guys and beyond into 2023?
It's been a slow burner lift off. And because of the COVID thing. But saying that, coming into the new year, it looks like we might be doing a whole bunch of gigs, possibly.
Brilliant.
with a David Bowie and Roxy Music tribute.
I love that. Brilliant. Well, let us know. Keep us updated with any developments, and I'll obviously give you a plug on here. So lastly, where can you be looked up online for people to whet their appetites for your gig next Saturday?
You'll find our page on Facebook. Just type in The Rex.
The Rex, and I think it's got a hyphen Rex. As well. Yeah.
The hyphen, yeah, sorry. The hyphen Rex. And it'll come up, The Rex, T-Rex tribute to Mark Bolan, T-Rex.
Amazing.
You'll find a lot of stuff there, some stuff,
Yeah, exactly that. And I know you're getting off to a gig now, and I won't keep you from eating your tea beforehand. It's been lovely talking to you, Mark. Have an amazing gig at Alexander's Live next Saturday. Send my love to the rest of the band and keep in touch.
Thank you very much for having us on the show.
Thank you, Mark. That was Mark Joy there from The Rex. They are a tribute to Mark Bolan and T-Rex. This is an absolute corker. I mean, this is The Rex singing T-Rex's Get It On. It's brilliant. I love it.
Yeah.
Now, if that doesn't make you want to go to their gig next Saturday, I don't know what will. Absolutely amazing. Love that. I could listen to it over and over again. That was The Rex there, a tribute to Mark Bolan and T-Rex with their rendition of Get It On. And if you want to get tickets for their gig at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester next Saturday, the 8th of October, then just head over to alexanderslive.com.